Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, the Tuesday staple, impressing us with your phrase. I was thoroughly impressed with the phrases tonight. We spoke about the woman with her genius invention of shaving her legs with sandpaper instead of the traditional methods. Fight the system. Bondi Beach looking at banning beach volleyball. Makes sense. Let's kick it off, though. The curious case of the fair value of a portobello mushroom. I, like many Australians around the country, enjoy treating myself to a big breakfast over the weekends. It's a little bit of a Saturday tradition for me. Wake up, go for a walk, pick up the paper, go and have a nice big breakfast and a double espresso as well. It's a way that I can engage in my local community and have breakfast by myself. I order the big breakfast from my local cafe, $24.95, reasonable price for the big breakfast. That, of course, includes quite a generous variety of sides, combining of two eggs of your choice, obviously, a couple of rashers of bacon, one chorizo sausage, a hash brown, slice of halloumi, a fried tomato, a quarter avocado, some wilted spinach, and a portobello mushroom. All the trimmings. It's everything you want in a big breakfast. Only, I'm a man who doesn't like mushrooms. I despise Papa Portobello. I won't bear my fruits to the portobello gods. I probably try a portobello mushroom about once a year, and it's a firm reminder of why I don't like portobello mushrooms. Too pungent for me. It's a texture thing, I think. I don't like the portobello mushroom, but it is one of the big staples on the big breakfast. And me being a sucker for a deal, not wanting to get shortchained in my big breakfast Saturday traditions, I've been thinking for a while, what is a fair request to the cafe when it comes to my disdain for the portobello mushroom? It's taking up a big piece of real estate on the plate. It's got to be at least $2.50. This is $2.50 gone begging, in my opinion. Now, I'm aware that people have thought about substituting things in. I'm not big into a DIY breakfast and taking out a couple of things and then putting in a couple of things and trying to rip off the cafe. That's not my game. That's not what I'm about. But I think with all those big ticket items and my loyalty to that cafe, is it perhaps time to maybe say to the waiter or the waitress and say, hey, look, not a portobello, man. Do you think we can add a little bit of something extra instead? Now, I don't want to be ripping off the cafe, which is why I'd feel very awkward even suggesting to trade out the portobello mushroom for some meats. Which was why I was especially surprised when producer Mick said today, oh yeah, just ask them to throw in some smoked salmon instead. Have you no idea of the values of the breakfast items?
Smoked salmon is a great side.
It's a great side. It's the most legendary of all the sides. So expensive it's not even included in the big breakfast. The gusto, the kahuna's on me to say, ah, big breakfast, no mushroom, but you'll chuck a bit of smoked salmon on there, won't you? I should give you this run down the corner store, get some caviar from the deli as well. Can you throw that in for free? Nah, not in my nature. It's also not in my nature to request any chorizo sausage or any bacon. I don't think you can trade out vegetable items for meat-based items at a big breakfast. Stay in the garden, as I like to say. This now also rules out the halloumi and probably the hash brown, if I'm being completely honest. What have we still got to play with? Do I say, hey, no portobello mushroom, can I have some extra spinach? That strikes me as a pretty good deal, taste-wise, but I don't want to get ripped off. I've been crunching some numbers, and baby spinach is considerably cheaper than the portobello mushroom. To make up with baby spinach, I would literally need to order 3/4 of a kilogram of spinach to replace the portobello mushroom. I'm not a spring chicken in the breakfast game. Do I ask for an extra half of tomato? It's a similar size. It's a similar weight. I'd assume it's a similar price. It's on the table. It's probably the front runner. The only downside of that is I usually don't eat the fried tomato either. I'd rather a fresh tomato. The avocado? Well, in the supermarket game, sure. Trade in 1/4 of an avocado for 1 portobello every day of the week. Coles will refund you. But it seems that the avocados all of a sudden dramatically increase in price the second that they are included in a big breakfast. You can see the conundrum. And on 133353, there'll be a $50 grilled voucher up for grabs tonight for whoever can correctly reason what the fair value of a portobello mushroom is worth on the breakfast table. Nazza, in Blacktown, you're experienced in the big breakfast game. You've had a few breakfasts in your day.
Oh, man, I've had a fair few.
Nice. So, what do you think I stand here? Obviously, no to the Porto.
So, no to the Porto and no to the meat. You don't want to rip off the cafe. What about some baked beans, mate?
Ooh, here we go. This is something that wasn't discussed, partly because it wasn't on the plate, but it is available at the cafe. Can confirm. What they do is more of a gourmet homemade bean setup. So these are slightly bigger than your average baked bean. More of those big legumes that you get at the farmer's market. I believe they go for $3 a serving. So it's definitely in the wheelhouse tonight. I'd be well within my rights. I feel they're both the same levels of excitement on a breakfast plate as well. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll come to it at the end if I'm still peckish.
And you can mix it around with your other things. You can mix your chorizo sausage in the tomato sauce from the beans.
Oh, I see. Now we're getting very culinary indeed. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that just mashing a few of those baked beans into that wilted spinach.
That's it.
It's the front runner at the moment. There's no doubt about it for the $50 grilled voucher. All of a sudden, I've gone bean crazy. All I can think about is that sweet, sweet tomato jus and those legumes with a generous serving of onion thrown in for good measure. That's what makes it gourmet and homemade. Vanessa in Moonee Ponds. The bar has been set quite high with the great baked bean wildcard of 2021. What do you have to offer?
Good evening, Danny. I was actually going to suggest baked beans, but I tend to look at the part of the menu that says add-ons and sides and do the price comparison. So if they say you want an add-on to your poached eggs, if a mushroom is the same cost as either halloumi, beans, or another veggie, then ask to substitute that. That way... It's like for life cost-wise.
I see what you're saying. Play the cafe's game. Play the cafe mandolin.
Yes.
One step ahead of you, because I've got a copy. I took a photo of the menu, and the portobello mushroom values in their restaurant for $4. The thing is, there are no sides for $2, and there are no other sides for $4. There's just sides for $3 and $5. So would I maybe look at saying, could I have one serving of spinach, but I see I've still got a dollar left over. So could I have an extra third on top of that of more wilted spinach, please? Or should I just cut my losses perhaps at the $3 of spinach and just keep the extra dollar on the house?
I would do that.
You don't want to upset the apple cart at your local big breakfast cafe. Not bad. Food for thought. Shannon in Jillaby. Hello.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good.
Mate, being a breakfast connoisseur like I am, I'd trade out those mushrooms and the fried tomato.
Okay.
Go for a corn fritter with an extra egg and, like everyone else says as well, some baked beans as well.
Wow. Now, if Kim Kardashian broke the internet back in the day, Shannon from Jillaby has just broken the radio, because all of a sudden we're thinking about throwing out two items and bringing in two. This is really pushing the etiquette of the breakfast cafe game. And corn fritters, very classy.
A bit of hollandaise sauce on top.
Two out, three in.
That's what you got to do. You got to bargain, you know. That's what you got
to
do.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you were bargained and then some. It sounds like you are trying to... It sounds like you are one of those drunk, obnoxious tourists at a Balinese clothing market. Going, no, I'm not paying any more than 60 cents for this singlet. No. Look, it's food for thought. The corn fritter. The upper class hash brown, really, with an extra egg. I'm already egg crazy. I've got two eggs on there. Geez, rocked, thrown this early in the night. Too early for curveballs. Andrew on the Central Coast, wrap this up on 133.53. We've heard everything under the sun tonight. The introduction of the baked beans, the add-on comparisons, the take two items out, add three items in. What do you think is the fair trade value for a portobello mushroom?
Mate, I reckon for your upsize for your coffee.
Upsize coffee. Tough for me, because I'm only a double espresso kind of guy. Where do I go from here? The triple espresso?
Quadruple, mate.
Well, that's a...
Double it.
I mean, I've made my money back, but I'm also jittery for the rest of the day. So that's the downfall of that. This would probably work well with a small almond latte. You move up to your grandes, perhaps.
Well, I'm a white kind of guy, you know what I mean? So I'll go for a medium to a large.
Yeah, you... Look, in your world, that'd work perfectly. And unfortunately, two different beasts. I've already got the double espresso. I can't just have a full, pure espresso in a large, long black cup. Food for thought. Real tough to pick a winner tonight. I like Shannon driving a very hard corn fritter bargain, but I think it's got to go to Nazza for simplicity. I mean, I don't want to rip anyone off. It's baked beans or bust for me. Nazza's taking it out tonight.
Woo!
Yeah.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
This headline gets me up in arms. Locals push to ban beach volleyball from Bondi Beach. Nah. Not the Bondi beach volleyball scene. Beach volleyball could be banned from Bondi and Tamarama. Oh my God, it's worse than I thought. If fed-up locals have their way, residents raise concerns that the sport is too dangerous for the popular beaches amid fears children could be hit by flying volleyball. Maybe the children shouldn't get so close to the baseline when I'm serving. But other locals argue it's part of the beach culture. Yeah, I'm in that camp. It's part of the beach culture. Nothing better than going down Bondi, seeing a couple of locals play a bit of 3-on-3 beach volleyball. Waverley Council said the council is now reaching out to the community to learn whether players are complying with existing rules or whether the number of courts needs to be changed. If necessary, there may be further investigation, or the rules of play for beach volleyball may be reviewed, the Waverley Council spokesman said. Yeah, no overarm serves from now on, guys. That's what we've come to the conclusion of. A mayor of Waverley, Paula Marcellos, said it would be inappropriate to speculate at this time. I think the only thing inappropriate about this is using the word inappropriate in a Bondi beach volleyball context. I think a boss touches employee's leg at Christmas party. Yeah, inappropriate. Mother buys 15-year-old son alcohol and her son's friends alcohol for an 18th birthday. Yeah, inappropriate. Paula Marcellos, any word on the Bondi Beach volleyball course? No, I think it's inappropriate at this time. No, I don't think so. I think if anything has been more appropriate, there's never been anything more appropriate in life than the Bondi mayor commenting on the Bondi Beach volleyball courts. Say something, Marcellos. Angry people have taken to social media forums to voice their support for the game, arguing that miserable, snobby locals should not ruin the fun for everyone. Australians should actually be proud of this beautiful sport, wrote one. So many Olympic medals and also very well represented in all world championship tours, one wrote. Hello, hashtag Kerry Pothast. Do we all remember that? Unfortunately, this isn't the last that we'll hear about the Bondi Beach Volleyball Courts. I actually saw it on Channel 10 the other night.
Tonight on Bondi Beach Volleyball Rescue, the lifeguards are distracted by one of the all-time great games.
Oh, shit. We're watching this tiebreaker. Can one of you surfers rescue those two Chinese people who've washed up near the rocks down there? Just 28-27 in the third. Thank you.
Plus, a vegan protester disrupts the 3-on-3 social tournament.
What you guys are doing is wrong. That ball is made of leather. Cows have feelings too.
Go away. Get off the sand.
Cows are sentient beings who shouldn't be farmed for their leather.
Go f*** a cabbage, please. Go.
Then, a little later, lifeguards are forced to intervene after a mother complains about how skimpy one of the Brazilian women's bikini bottoms are on the court.
Yeah, can the Brazilian lady in the gold bikini bottoms just pull the material out of your ass crack? You're showing a lot of skin and it's forcing some of the overweight women on the beach to confront their own body issues. Yeah, that's it. Keep pulling.
It's like a magician pulling handkerchiefs out of there.
Little more.
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights.
How's this? Woman uses sandpaper to shave legs after seeing awesome method online. A TikTok user has vowed never to buy a razor again after seeing an awesome trick online that's seen people shave their legs using sandpaper. Look, it's nice. It's different. It's unusual. I like where this lady's head's at. I don't really respect that she's 49 years old shaving her legs with sandpaper on a social media medium designed for 16 to 24-year-olds, but we'll press on.
600 grit sandpaper. I did it. Oh, my God. My skin is so soft. I have been using a freaking razor all this time. Didn't need one. Just some sandpaper. 600 grit sandpaper.
Yeah. Keep evolving. Stay woke, everyone. No need for razors anymore.
Didn't need one.
The video has since gone viral, racking up 1.2 million views, 200 plus thousand likes and nearly 3,000 comments. It's not just your legs that you can sandpaper, by the way. And the big wigs at Gillette, they've realised this and they've capitalised very quickly.
Introducing the new Venus 600 Grit Sandpaper from Gillette. Coarse friction to rub on your backyard decking or your skin and designed to make you feel like a goddess. Protective cushioning surrounds three layers of paper for the closest shave ever in just one stroke, so you stay smoother longer.
Yeah, I used the Gillette Venus 600 grit paper on my bikini line and also managed to sand down that cluster of suspicious bumps I accrued a few summers ago on that cruise ship.
New 600 grit Venus sandpaper. Reveal the goddess in you. New from Gillette.
Phrases. Me with your phrases.
Full as a fairy's phone book, for God's sake.
What a nation of phrase sayers we are. Boy, do we love a phrase. Boy, do we love sharing our phrases with the world. Boy, do we love getting our phrases critiqued by the phrase master. Boy, do we love winning Big Jim Jeffries prizes for great phrases on 133.53. And Jimmy in Goodna, one of the great phrase masters. You've got a great phrase tonight. Impress us with your phrase.
Yeah, mate, it is as cold as a mother-in-law's kiss.
What a phrase!
Rather chilly, in my experience. There we go, especially Jimmy's mother-in-law. One of the colder kisses getting around. Now, we have heard a couple of as cold as phrases before. None better than as cold as a witch's tit in a brass brassiere. I feel that's slightly chillier. So is it as good as colder than a witch's tit in a brass brassiere? It's probably as good as. Is it as cold as? No. The answer to that is no. But is it more cold than a junkie's spoon is hot? No, probably not either. But it'll go top 20 tonight. I think just better than lower than a snake's sphincter. So not bad from you, Jimmy.
No worries.
What a phrase.
As cold as a mother-in-law's kiss, not the no worries part. Alex in New South Wales. Good evening.
Evening.
Yeah, in a much quieter environment than old Jimmy in Goodna. Ah, real relaxing for the radio announcer's ears. What's the phrase?
The phrase is, I've done more dumber things than poor Kelly.
No, you haven't. Surely not.
He doesn't name too many things in the song, but I've done enough.
He's not specific with all the dumb things, but he does claim to have done every single dumb thing that you can do. You're now claiming you've done more things than all the dumb things. You're going one more than all of the dumb things. Not a bad phrase. We haven't seen someone break the fourth wall like this before with an introduction of a Triple M based song. Don't forget the messengers is all I'll say. Paul Kelly and the messengers. Were the messengers part of the dumb hijinks perhaps as well?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So, I mean, you don't want to neglect the messengers. It's such a great phrase. You've done so much. You've worked so hard to get to this point. I just don't want you to neglect the messengers and not be able to get the top prize tonight for that. I like it. Top 10. Better than a wetter than an otter's pocket? Probs not. More handy than an ashtray on a motorbike? Absolutely.
What a phrase.
You're the clubhouse leader at the moment. At the moment, you are heading to Jim Jeffries. Steve in New South Wales. G'day, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. Impress us with your phrase.
As useless as a chocolate teapot.
What a phrase.
The phrase leaderboard is rich with as useless as phrases. Talk us through the chocolate teapot, or as my main man Pauline says.
Please explain.
Yeah, just give us a bit more.
Well, a bit of hot water in a chocolate teapot and it just melts the shit.
Yeah, it's very true. Now, a bit of hot water in the teapot, all of a sudden useless. The water is murky with chocolate and the chocolate is watered down with water. Very useless. If this chocolate teapot was to melt just in a hot summer's sun, all of a sudden you've got a chocolate fondue, a fondant perhaps. Slight more use to it. These are the conditions that the fine tooth comb is working through with the phrase. Better than as rare as rocking horse shit? Yeah, definitely would have thought so. Is it as good as tight as a duck's ass? Because that's pretty watertight. No, wouldn't have thought so. But it goes number 22 tonight.
What a phrase!
Well done. You're real brave to bring out the useless stuff. It's a new one. We haven't heard it before. Matt in Melbourne, you are the fourth and final caller of the phrases. What is your phrase?
G'day, Danny. I've got a mate. He's got a bit of a rude head. And he's got a head like a painter's radio.
What a phrase!
I like that it's personal. I like that it's heavily directed at the mate. We've all got a mate who does have a head like a painter's radio. I think we touched on a head-like structure a couple of weeks ago. I believe it was something along the lines of he had a head like a carpenter's bench, creating the imagery that he had grooves in his head. I like it much more and think of a head is much rougher if there was more discoloration, which is what you're saying with the painter's radio.
Oh, yeah, just splattered with shit.
But it was shit. All of Dulux's worst on the one radio / metaphorical head. It's great. He's heinous as. It's got all the bells and whistles. One of the great phrases. Is it going top three tonight? Yes, I think it is.
What a phrase.
All right.
Better than, in fact, it's going number two. It's better than about as useless as a screen door in a submarine. Not quite as good as the great wouldn't shout if a shark beat him, but that is good. You'll take that every day of the week. Number two phrase tonight. Well done. And you are off to Jim Jeffries as well. Very funny,
man. Awesome. Thanks, man.
We'll try to get you front seat and you can use that phrase at some point. He'd love that. That's right up Jim's alley.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it to him. No worries.
Absolutely. Oh, Jim will love that. Jim won't be able to get enough of that phrase. He'll love it. I mean, don't heckle him with the phrase. Just, you know, wait patiently until it's your turn, if it's your turn. Otherwise, don't say the phrase to Jim. He'll hate that. Danny Lakey.
Triple M.